Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome to Northwest Folklife 2008. Am I audible out there? We good? We good? Everyone in the beer garden? We good? Yeah! I like that. Enthusiastic. Very nice. Could I get a bit more pipes in the monitors, please?
Welcome back to the Northwest Court stage at the 37th annual Northwest Folklife Festival, the largest free folk festival in the United States, if not elsewhere. This stage is sponsored by the Deschutes Brewery from sunny central Oregon, and I need to encourage you, if you meet the age criteria and can get through the gate over there, you can go into the beer garden and pick up a Mirapon Pale Ale or Black Butte Porter or whatever you like, and they help support this stage, and so we need to support them. We're good. And they're very, very energetic over there, too. This is the awesome Celtic show. You all know what Celtic music is, right? That's music from Boston that plays basketball? No, that's not right.
Whoa.
We're going to start off tonight with Elliot Grasso and Dave Corey, and they have come up here from Oregon, so let's give them a big hand.
Thanks a lot. They ought to call this the awesome Celtic spectacle, because that's what you'll get. So we'll start off here with a few reels. The first one is a tune called Billy McComiskey's, which I made up a few years ago. I was living down here in Pioneer Square. Anyone know that? That area? Anyone? Pioneer Square? They got those chocolate-covered apples down there now. They're brilliant. They're so bad for you, though. They'll kill you with goodness. and the second tune is a tune called Dan Breen's, which the Chieftains recorded, I think, on their first album back in the 60s. And the last one is a tune called The Beauty Spot. So here we go. We'll try these three. Thank you. Thanks a lot. It's great to be back up here in Seattle. So we'll play a few more tunes here. This set of jigs called The Fly and the Porter. This is a tune that I learned from a very well-known piper named Robbie Hannon up in Belfast a few years ago in a place called Achill Island, which is in Western Mayo. And we'll follow that by a tune that I haven't got a name for, but I think it was a tune that was played by Treant, if anyone knows that group back from the 90s. Billy McComiskey and Liz Carroll and Dahi Sproul, just mercenary musicians. So we'll try these two jigs. Thank you.
Hello. Thanks. We're going to continue with a couple of hornpipes here. The first one is it's a tune composed by Elliot here. It's called the Come Hither Stare. And the second tune is called Paul Happiny. And it's Irish for something. I'm not sure. Can you illuminate us, Elliot?
I think the Paul Happiny, there's a Paul Happiny bridge in Dublin. And I think Paul Halfpenny refers to some cheap guy. Because he only would give you a half a penny. I think that's what I've heard, but I could be wrong. So we'll try these two hornpipes. Thanks very much. We'll continue with a few reels here. The first one is a tune called Lilies of the Field, and the second one is a tune called Slate Hill. It was written by a great fiddle player, whose name I can't remember at the moment. How embarrassing. Anyway, it's a great tune. He wrote it in G minor, and I moved it up to A minor. And the last one is a tune called Rolling in the Ryegrass. Thanks very much. Thanks for sticking around. A great audience. Appreciate that. Thanks. So did anyone have any of the Indian food there on the main drag? It's pretty good if you're looking for dinner. Tiki masala. Seriously. Seriously. enough serious talk. We'll play a few jigs here now for you. The first one is a tune that I haven't got a name for, But I learned it from an accordion player over in Limerick. His name's Peter Bryce, and he got it off of an album of Patty O'Brien and James Kelly and Dahi Sproul that was recorded ages ago. But it's a classic, so I haven't got a name for it, but I just call it Patty O'Brien, so maybe it's one of his. And the second tune is a tune called Hag with the Money. It's a great tune in D. And then the last one is a tune by Jerry Holland. It's called Lakeview Drive. If you don't know who Jerry Holland is, he's a great Cape Breton fiddler up north of Canada. Yeah? Nice. We got some thinkers here. Fabulous. So we'll try these here for you. So we'll try a set of reels here. The first one is a tune called Up Against the Bucolons, and we did a lot of research in various botanical encyclopedias and found out that bucolons were an Irish word for an unwanted plant of some kind that the cows were eating. They shouldn't have been eating it. So to be up against them was to fight against the plants. The second is a tune called The Old Pinch of Snuff, and I think it's a Donegal version of another tune called The Pinch of Snuff, which sort of modulates in all sorts of weird keys and then back to D. This one's just got two parts. It's the economist's version of the tune. The third tune is called The Abbey Reel. It's a well-known tune. And the last one is a tune called I Have No Money. It's a tune that I hope I won't be singing at the end of this set.
Thank you.
Thanks very much for listening in. Enjoy the rest of Folk Life. We have some great music coming up.
Let's have a big hand for Elliot Grasso and Dave Corey. They have a CD over in the CD store in the Alki room that's sort of the end of this long building here. If you're interested in hearing more, go and pick up the CD. We'll have some more awesome Celtic music coming up in just a minute, so stay tuned.